Hey there, welcome to ABBA's member-centered event. Hang out with us today as we chat with members of the community addressing the challenges of the typical African creative.
All right, so we're going to get started tonight. Tonight will just be all of us pouring out our experiences and helping out others who are just starting out. So welcome again, everyone. And first of all, I'd like to ask a question. I just want to know, since we're speaking on mistakes, let me ask you, Claire, what's the first mistake you can remember you made as a podcaster? Because I know you've been podcasting for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can still remember that mistake you made at first.
So the first mistake, not the biggest, right?
The first one.
I would say, honestly, the first mistake was probably not starting sooner. So Akumu and I had both been kind of planning and wanting to start our podcast for a while.
And okay.
We kind of procrastinated. You know, we put together like a Trello board. I don't know if you guys know Trello, like a project planning board. We came up with all our ideas, and then I don't know, life got in the way. So I think we lost a few months, and then we finally said, no, let's do this. Like, no more waiting. And we finally did do it. We really took it seriously, and we've been consistent since then. But I just wish almost that we just started it then. However, that is not to say that anyone should rush into it. Because if you really want to start a podcast, you need to plan, know who you're intending your listeners to be, plan it out. You know, we had like a person almost in mind of who we wanted to be our podcast listener. And then, so plan it, go in with intention. But, you know, if you really want to do it, like, get started, like, dive in. Don't wait around.
Don't wait for too long. So if anyone's listening right now and you're here to start your podcast or to start your voiceover journey, I think it's time. It's time to get started. Okay. And yeah, speaking about voiceover, our guest, Shahenda, she will be joining us later. She has an emergency she has to take care of. So she'll still be joining us when she's done from what she's doing. Okay. So if you're just joining us, my name is Gracie, and we are speaking on mistakes new podcasters and voice artists make and how to avoid them. You're welcome, Usman Zaliha. I guess I pronounced your name rightly, I hope. Then I can see Magito. I can see Richie. You're highly welcome. Thank you for being here today. Okay, as we still wait for Akumu to join in. She's here.
She's here.
Oh,
yay.
My God. At last. Finally. Let me invite her to speak. Hi, Akumu. I hope you can see the invite. We've been waiting for you. Okay, she has requested to speak. So I'm so sorry. Let me accept that. No, our gadgets can do a lot. Okay, it has been approved. I hope you can speak now. Hi, Akumu. Good evening from Nigeria. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, welcome. So sorry for what happened earlier with setting up and stuff. Hi, Peter Singh. You're welcome tonight. We are so glad to see you join us. And as I said earlier, we'll be starting with Akumu and the Yes Girls. That is Claire. Speaking on mistakes new podcasters make. Shahenda, our guest. Our voiceover artist would be coming in shortly. So based on your podcast, I don't know if I've heard your story before, and anyone listening, I don't. Okay, Shahenda is here. Oh my God, that's nice. But okay, let's continue. She will join us in. I don't know if I've heard this before, Akumu and Claire. Like, how did you guys meet? How did you decide on what kind of podcast you want? Because I know as podcasters, the first step is starting a podcast, and I know podcasters make mistakes from that early stage. So how did you decide on the kind of podcast you guys wanted, and how did you ensure that you stuck to your plan?
Really good question. And I'm going to let Akumu answer this, but I'm just going to say, Akumu, whilst you were trying to join, I was asked what our first mistake was as podcasters, and I said it was not starting sooner because we'd wanted to start this much earlier, and then we kind of procrastinated a bit, and I just wish we'd started then, but maybe it was the right time. But I'll let you, Akumu, answer about how we met and how we got started, if you like, and how we planned it out.
Okay, so we met at a book club, and then I think because our book club is not really a book club, it's like a media club where we talk about everything that we like watching, reading, and stuff. And then we realized, me and Claire, that we listen to kind of the same kind of podcast, documentary style. And then our other question was, why are we not listening to Kenyan or African podcasts? It's because we don't have that. We didn't see that format as such coming from Africa, coming from Kenya. So we decided, I mean, maybe we should create what we would want to listen to. So that's pretty much how we met and how we figured out that maybe we should start something to scratch our own itch. And then it took, I think, 2 years. We were meant to start, I think, 2020, and then COVID happened, and then we pushed now to 2021. And then we sat down and we figured out, okay, so this is a style you want. So we want documentary style. Okay, we want to script, make sure it's scripted. We want to make sure it has a container around it. It's not just anything and everything. It has a container. We say yes to new things. And everything we say yes to is also categorized into doing something, being something, or learning something. So we were really clear in the formatting. We wanted it scripted. We wanted it very structured because that's the format that we found ourselves listening to, right? So we wanted to get into that same kind of very scripted, very formatted thing. And yeah, and then we made sure we created the logo before we even started recording, before we even started doing the challenges. So we made sure we had the branding set all from the beginning. Yeah, so I think that's how we got started.
Amazing. So I can see you guys had already planned your branding in mind at the beginning, which I see a lot of podcasters don't do. They just, you know, dive right in, which at some point I won't say it's a bad thing, but it depends on the kind of podcast you want. Okay, so before we go to the podcast side, because today we're speaking on two aspects, podcasters and voiceover artists, we'll go to Dr. Shahenda right now. Hi Shahenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's your day?
It's getting better.
All right. Thank God for that. So you're welcome to tonight's session. I remember I asked Claire a question of what is the first mistake she remembers they made as podcasters. I don't know if you can answer that for us too.
Yes.
As a voiceover artist.
Yes, as a voiceover artist, there are a lot of beginner's mistakes. First of all, I would like to thank you for having me today. Thank you so much for choosing me to be here. It's
thank
an
you.
Honor, for real. Look, actually, some beginners, if they didn't accept someone to tell them what are the mistakes, they will not go anywhere, you know? So they should listen to every single comment on their voice from any famous or expert voice artist. First of all, most of the beginners in a voiceover, they don't have studio, they just record on their phones. So first mistake they might face, it's like the poor breath control. They will not be able, or they are not able to talk, manage their breath. So this is a very bad mistake. They need to train to do that. And of course, the monotone delivery. If I'm reading something, so it's just a flat voice, lifeless, you know, lack of emotion. So also, I can say overacting. If I am voicing something related to cartoon or animation, if I overreacted or overacted the character, this is not going to work. So it's going to sound like a exaggerated or too dull, you know. You're here? Hello?
Yes, I am. That was incredible. Like, you just mentioned up to like 4 different points all in one. Thank you so much. Like,
and also there is another thing actually. If some voice artists, they choose English and it's not their mother tongue or it's their second language. But some people, they really need to correct a very, very well pronunciation. So mispronunciating some words or mumbling or like slurring speech, it's not going to work. And also, sometimes you feel like mouth water, the mouth is full of water. So warming up and saying some stuff to train yourself before going to the microphone and talk, this is going to warm your tongue twisters. This is going to warm it and to let every letter to be articulated clearly without any water, without any air. Yeah. And pacing, of course, and timing. Not too fast, not too slow. It's exactly according to what the client needs.
Wow. What I can hear is basically new voiceover artists, they need a lot of training.
Yeah.
Nice. That means it's not a thing where you say, I want to be a voiceover artist, and you just, you know, say, okay, I have nice voice, I can speak well, I can be a voiceover artist. You need to continue training and getting used to how to control your voice, the air that comes out of your mouth, and all those kind of things. Nice.
Yes, okay. Of course, the background noise. Of course, this is the ABC voice acting or voice recording at home, the background noise.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so let's go over to the podcaster side.
Sure.
So for podcasters, what mistakes do you see new podcasters make? Like, imagine you're scrolling through Spotify looking for a podcast to listen to, and you just tap on a podcast. You see, okay, maybe this person just started one episode, two episodes, and you listen. And you're like, oh no, this is not nice. This mistake should not be here. What's that thing you have ever like noticed? Anyone can speak, Claire or Akumu?
Yeah.
I don't know. The yes girl.
Yeah, I have a couple of things. And just to the disclaimer here is this, you know, these are mistakes in my opinion. So, of course, if anyone disagrees, you are free to disagree. I am not a, you know, we are not the top podcast in the world by any means, so we have our opinions. But of course, yeah, I'm not saying this is the right answer, but a couple of things that we see is, number one, and we kind of made this mistake, but not quite. The mistake is only releasing one episode and then silence, right? That's not gonna get anyone reeled in. Think of Netflix, right? When Bridgerton is released, or was it Squid Games, like these big series, they're not anymore released one episode at a time. Like, people are impatient these days. It's not like back in the day where you'd have to wait a week for the next episode. You need to have content under your belt before you start releasing. And anytime you then, like, forever then, you need to have a regular cadence. No one likes it when you have one episode released and then nothing for 6 months, and then you release three episodes in quick succession and then nothing. Like, either say from the beginning, we're going to do this weekly or monthly or however often you're doing it. Do what's realistic. Don't release one episode and then say, we'll be releasing an episode weekly, and then silence. So what we did was we released one episode, and then we said, in 2 weeks, we'll release another. And we did. We did that for six episodes. That was season one. Then we did mini episodes. So we took a little break and we announced it. You know, we'll be taking a few weeks break, but we're still active on social media. And then we release mini episodes every 2 weeks. What we could have done in hindsight was maybe release three episodes at once. So if someone likes episode one, or there's something they like, but not quite enough to hook them in, but they go and listen to episode two and they're like, ah, I like this.
releasing more than one episode to launch is a good idea in this Netflix generation, and then make sure you establish a cadence from the start. Another mistake I think I wanted to think mention was just not planning enough, right? We mentioned planning is key. If you launch a podcast and it's just, I like sports, so I'm going to talk about sports, but what's your unique selling point? What's your tagline? Maybe it's talking about sports whilst making cocktails, or is talking about sports and each episode is a different sport and you talk to someone from that sporting field. Having something that is either unique or that is your identifier, that's your identity, but just going and saying, I just want to have a podcast and no direction, you are probably going to lose steam and you're probably not going to have a hook or something unique that will draw people in. I don't know if Akumu has something to add there.
Yes, I agree. There are millions of podcasts right now, so you have to stand out. You have to create a container. Like I said, we created a container for We Say Yes, so that helps also, because how many podcasts are doing interviews? So if someone who's big in your country appears in your podcast, and then they appeared in five other podcasts in your country, why would someone listen to your podcast? That's why you need to have a differentiator. But if you just say, oh, okay, we're just interviewing people, then why should they listen to your podcast? You get. So having a container or a format that is very unique, maybe I'll have listened to that person in another podcast, but now I'll come to your podcast because now at least I'll get another angle of this same person. So I think that's very important. And I think a lot of podcasters probably forget that you don't just join the masses. Every podcast right now is interview, so why will your interview be different? And then the other thing, I think the biggest one as a social media person is, I think it's also that thing where you post and when the episode is out, and then boom, that's the last time we hear about that episode. That is, especially if your episodes are evergreen and they can be, you can push them out continuously for the next few years, then you need to remind your followers again, oh yeah, there's this episode. And that's kind of helps you not go silent when you have a break. We currently are on break. We have a 1 month break. So my challenge is to figure out which old episodes can we bring back to life and remind people. So you can't just post and ghost. You can't just stop publishing and ghost. Social media has to be continuous. It's part of the branding thing where you're putting your brand in people's heads. Coca-Cola does not need to advertise, but they're always advertising. It's part of brand awareness to keep that brand in your head. So your podcast, you have to treat it the same way. Keep posting every single time. Bring old podcasts, old episodes in, old quotes from old, you know, guests. Like, it has to be continuous. It's the same way, like Claire said, Netflix. They're always posting. Even a show that came out 5 years ago, they will always bring it back. I think the biggest thing I choose to do, even as a, when I'm promoting the podcast, is to look at the TV, the biggest TV, or you know, the Netflixes, Apple TV, those ones, because you have to look at them. Don't look at other podcasters. Look at what you are aspiring to, and if you are releasing episodes, then you might as well compare yourself to a TV behemoth like Netflix, and copy exactly what they are doing. They repeat promotions of old episodes, old shows that came out, while they are pushing the new stuff. So I think that's the most important thing that I feel a lot of people forget. Yeah,
thank you. Like, this is all real, because personally, as a podcaster, I can relate. And with also what Dr. Shahinda said, like, everything is not just, I want to be a voiceover artist, I want to be a podcaster, and you just, you know, do something, maybe you just do a trial, and you close your doors. You never should close your door. You should continue, right? So this is really, really profound. What I want us to go into now would be, Let's break it down. So mistakes new podcasters and voiceover artists make in different aspects of their creativity. And before we move on to that, let me welcome our listeners. Hi, everybody. You're welcome. I can see Sambasa Podcast. I can see Imore. I can see Kelvin. I can see Security Systems. I can see, sorry, that's the name that is there. That's what I'm just going to be calling. I can see a Creative Mood Board. Please, if I mention your name, you can just, you know, give me an emoji. Thank you. So I can know you're listening. I can know you're here with us. I can see Nerd. I can see Mutumaji. I hope I pronounced it well. I can still see Semba and Emmanuel with Ajayi Valentina. Hi, a Creative Mood Board. Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. So moving on, my question now is about, as a voiceover artist, as a podcaster, oh, I can see Nerd, too. Yes, there's someone called Nerd. Yeah. Okay, welcome. Everyone is sending me emojis. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm blushing. Thank you. All right, so we're going to be breaking it down, the mistakes new podcasters and voiceover artists make based on our creativity. So now let's get into the part of marketing your craft, because I heard you say a lot, Akumu, about you don't just, you know, okay, not just Akumu. I think Claire too said that you don't just release an episode and say you're not doing anymore, or you say, okay, I will come back after 3 months as a new podcaster. Because I can see you guys are on break, which is very much necessary. But you have at least built up a portfolio of a lot of episodes so far over the years. So if you want to go on break, that's fine, right? So as a podcaster and also as a voiceover artist, what are some mistakes new audio creatives make in the aspect of marketing their craft? Let's go to Dr. Shahenda to start with this question. What are some mistakes new voiceover artists make in marketing their craft, like voiceover artistry?
Actually, I can see, like, sometimes they are not taking care of their voice. So they wanna be a voice artist and their voice is like ruined, smoking, lots of other stuff. So the taking care of your voice is a very big part of voice acting. Also, sometimes I can see some voice artists, they are not taking the voice acting direction very well. Like ignoring clients' feedback or failing to adapt or failing to hand in the project in the correct timing or in the correct deadline. So everybody or all the beginners, they need to stay open to feedback and like record multiple takes in order to fulfill the client's satisfaction, in order to learn very well from the beginning. You know, they can adjust the tone and style as much as needed.
All right, so they need to listen, they need to learn and upgrade. Okay, I hope we have voiceover artists listening. Take your notes down, write it down. Yes, okay, so let's go over to, thank you, Shahenda. Thank you. Let's go back to the podcasters. Like, what are those mistakes you've noticed podcasters make in relation to marketing their craft, marketing their podcast, their episodes? You guys can just give me, maybe Akumu, you can give me 2, then Claire, you can give me 2 that you've noticed, or more, it depends.
The other one. I'm trying to look at my notes, what haven't I said? Building community, I think that's an important thing to remember when marketing the podcast or the episode, because social media, I think we keep forgetting that social media is should be a conversation, not really a billboard or a radio or TV ad where you can't speak back. So always make sure it is kind of, there's a two-way street of you're asking questions, you're doing polls, you're kind of getting feedback, live feedback from your followers. That's one. And the other one is, Consistency in branding, even when you're marketing the podcast, make sure you have specific colors you use. You have kind of like a brand guide. We created ours before we even ever recorded an episode. And honestly, even I forget sometimes. So you can have a brand guide, but you also need one for social media. So they can be separate, where you decide, so social media, we're only using one font. I also make that mistake at some point. I realized I was using different fonts because, you know, when you use Canva and then you kind of get different designs and then you forget to change the font. So that is, it's a rookie mistake, I think, as well. So make sure you are consistent in colors, in fonts, in everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally agree with that. And by the way, like, Ekuma is our social media lead, so she knows what she's talking about. But just something else to add is we actually did a challenge on our podcast. So as Ekuma said earlier, our podcast is about saying yes to doing or being or learning something new. And there was one episode where I said yes to being a social media influencer, which was really fun. And of course, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination of an influencer. I'm not great at social media at all. I'm not consistent. But one thing that Ekuma taught me as well, which I think it's just a good life lesson, not just for marketing your podcast, but just in general. If you want to get anywhere on social media, you can't just look at yourself. You can't just look inwards and expect people to interact with your content if you're not interacting with other people's, right? Even as a podcaster, we follow a bunch of other podcasts. We see what they're doing. We're inspired. We laugh. We cry. You know, sometimes when we see things we think are just terrible, we think are brilliant. But interacting with other people's content, you know, you can't just be producing your own. You also want to be consuming other people's, and that is also about building community, like Ekuma said, but not just with your listeners but other podcasters, so you also know what's working, what's not, what do you like, and it can help you get that consistent brand message or that consistent authentic voice that Ekuma was mentioning.
Thank you so much. One thing I see recurring is the fact of social media for podcasters. And hello, any podcaster there, don't feel overwhelmed. You will get used to it. One thing I like to tell people, if you can't do it, you can outsource it, right? So don't do too much. Do what you can do, but take it easy and try not to make those mistakes. As Ekuma and Claire have said, they have told you, stick to a particular branding style. Don't just ghost people, build a community. Truth be told, this is 2025, and what people are looking for are communities. They're not looking for just anyone to just, you know, check out and go. Why people come back, and why people will come back to listen to your podcast over and over again, is if they can relate to something about you as a podcast host or about you as a voiceover artist. That's why you hear some particular voices over again. Like on radio, they are like saying their ads and all. And you can recognize that voice. You know, oh, this person I'm hearing is Shahanda, and I know Shahanda is the one speaking because I can relate to the way she speaks and all. And truly, I can. Wherever I hear Shahanda's voice, I know she's the one. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Shahanda is the official voice of is it Tecno or
Itel? In Phoenix and the Itel phones. The smart assistant.
So she's the official, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the smart assistant. So you guys check out, if you have those phones, check it out. The voice you can hear is Shahanda. Okay. Yeah. So let's go to another segment about mistakes new podcasters and voiceover artists make. If you are still with me, please send in an emoji, react. Just tell us by sending an emoji, just react with anything. Show some love. Let's know you're listening. Welcome award-winning DJ. We have Sambasa here, Chacha Kelly. Okay, who else just joined us? Okay, I can see Richie. I can't see any emojis. You guys are not sending me any emojis. Okay, I just saw one, Richie. Well, we'll move on because time is well spent here. So let's go down to another segment about new podcasters and voiceover artists. One thing I know is that starting something new can be a lot. I've experienced it. So for me, as a new podcaster, that was as of 2021, or was it 2020? I can't remember. Wow, I can't remember. But as of then, I made a mistake as a podcaster. I started my podcast, which is nice, and I allowed people's style to affect me. So I heard Akmo said, check out people's, I don't know if it's Akmo or Claire, but I know one of you said, check out people's posts, get inspired, right? Me, I went to check out people's posts. So starting as a podcaster, I was not on social media. I just, you know, that time was the COVID-19 period. So I was just on WhatsApp, sharing my links around on WhatsApp and all. I said, let me go to Instagram and check out people's podcasts. I went there and I felt really bad because I was just starting. My podcast was just like maybe 2 months old and I saw bigger podcasts and I was feeling like, I have not started anything. My podcast is still trashy. It's not looking good and all. And that was a mistake I made. I let their style affect me. So I got affected. And before I knew it, I got burnt out. So I was just like, I can't do this. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And I was burnt out as a beginner podcaster. So to you, Akumu and Claire and Dr. Shahenda, can you help us out in... excuse me, sharing mistakes new podcasters and voiceover artists make, mistakes they should avoid, sorry, to avoid getting burnt out. So mistakes they should avoid so they don't get burnt out throughout this journey. Because remember, they are just starting and it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, of course. So the mistakes, just an ABC mistake that they can control, then not controlling their mouth noises. How can we control our mouth noises while recording a voiceover job? Like clicking sounds from the dry mouth or the overwatered mouth. Both of them, they are wrong. It has to be moderate, like I'm talking right now. So it cannot be very dry. It cannot be full of water. It will really show up in a professional mic if they started to record in a professional mic. Also, the lips max, like this. The lips max, it can hit an ear in the mic as well. The tongue noises or swallowing sounds, and they have to pronounce every single letter. This is very easy to do, like just staying hydrated. Not staying hydrated, it's going to cause all of this. It will affect the voice clarity anyways. This is about the excessive mouth noises. Also, it's something very important, and it refers to each person's character. If some of them ignored the script marking or the direction that the client said, everything will be canceled, and this will cause a repeat. And repeating is really boring. It's boring. So skipping pauses or emphasize points or reading in the wrong tone, because they didn't analyze the script, wrong tone because they just bored, they just want to finish early. No, they have to give every work its time and its focus. They can train as much as they can before they record it. But do not ever ignore the client feedback or the script notes, because this is the key.
Okay, so as voiceover artist, I see you mentioned a lot of practice, practice, practice. Mm-hmm. How can they practice and not fall victim of being so stressed mentally? How did you do it as a new voiceover artist? How did you make sure that no matter how much you practice, it did not affect your mental health, it did not affect your energy in producing more, if I can call it, voices?
Yeah. It's a very good question, because it can cause stress, but practicing voiceover without stress is all about creating a relaxed structured or enjoyable environment or routine. So, by the way, I started recording in my wardrobe. So it was very stressful, but I liked the result. But by time I came out from my wardrobe and at my closet, I went to some studios. I created a workplace in my room, my home. So finding a quite a cozy place where you feel at ease. It's not necessarily to push yourself or to stress yourself to record in a very good environment. It is not the torture, you know. So also use a good lighting and comfortable chair to avoid tension. Also, the recording setup, if you have no idea about recording setup or the programs, you can just see a couple of watch a couple of videos to let you understand if you are going to do the job for the client. But if it's only about voice recording, that's okay. Just follow the comfortable environment, so you will be good. And warming up your voice gently, it's going to help a lot. Not sitting down, not talking for 2 hours or 1 hour, and then, okay, I'm going to record now. Of course, your voice is not going to be your voice. It's going to be that low voice after you stop talking for a long time. So we need to like do breathing, exercising, sip water, like herbal tea or so.
Okay, thank you so much, Shahanda. That was really explanatory. So let's move over to the podcasters. The question is, in case you did not hear the question, well, the question is how, what mistakes can podcasters avoid in order to avoid getting burnt out?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Thank you. Thanks, Gracie. By the way, I loved the points just raised right now. I'm really learning a lot about how to control my voice and my breathing and all those little sounds. Sometimes when you listen back to yourself as a podcaster, you think, wow, like, is that really how I sound on the outside? I thought I sounded great. So really, really great tips there, which I think can also really serve podcasters too. In terms of things to avoid to not get burnt out as a podcaster, going back to a previous point I made about the rhythm with which you release new podcast episodes, I think if you set out too ambitious, you might get burnt out, right? If you promise to yourself, your listeners, you're going to release an episode every week or every 2 weeks, and it's just not realistic, right? Depending on your work schedule, depending on just your life. I had a baby almost a year and a half ago, and I said to Kumar, look, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do as much for the podcast as I previously was. Luckily, I have an amazing co-host, Akumu. She's been picking up a lot of the slack that I can't, because I'm, you know, working and podcasting and looking after a toddler. So to avoid getting burnt out, we've agreed that for now she's going to carry even more of the burden. That brings me on to the second point, which is get yourself a co-host, right? You don't need to do it alone. If you find someone that can complement your skills, it can really help you to not feel like you're trying to do everything. For example, between myself and Akumu is obviously a social media genius. She's incredibly creative, and she can work all night and come up with amazing creative ideas. On the other hand, I'm very reliable with like churning out the scripts and the timestamps and organizing things. So scheduling the meetings with our guests, making sure we're on track, and kind of more project managing. So there's things that I'm good at that Akumu's not, and there's things that Akumu's great at that I'm not. So being with someone means that you're not carrying all the burden. You feel less lonely, and it can help you to feel less burnt out. You can say, look, I'm just really tired. Can you help out with this? Or agreeing and saying, look, if we need to take an extended break right now, that's fine. We can do so. So those are two tips I have. So not setting a rhythm that you can't maintain, and figuring out if you might need a co-host or two or three. You know, you have podcasters that have multiple hosts and co-hosts, and if that works for your format and what you want to do, then great. That can be a really good way to not feel lonely and have more fun with it.
Yeah. I think the only thing I'll add is, and it doesn't even have to be a co-host in terms of getting help. You can even just get a virtual assistant to help you with the admin stuff. That is very, it's like drudgery work. Like, you can do it, but you don't have the time, or you feel like it will just, that's the stuff that will burn you out. Then get someone, get an intern, get a virtual assistant to just sort that stuff out. I think that really helps. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And the co-host thing, also, I think a lot of podcasters start podcasts with a friend. And you don't know, if you're both creatives, like Claire said, if you're both creatives, you need one of you to be at least a project manager or at least organized. No shade creatives, but we need someone to tell us what to do when, you know, because everyone has different strengths. So try and get someone who's complementary to your skills. Luckily, me and Claire, we didn't even plan this. Somehow we just ended up being complementary. I guess it was a match made in heaven. But it would have been challenging if now we had the same strengths. We would have had to have a third person helping us. I think that's what I'd say.
Amazing. A match made in heaven. Oh, yes. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much. Truly, we need people around us in all parts, whether as a voiceover artist or as a podcaster. You need someone to help you out. That is where you can outsource, get an assistant, or you might need a community of people who can encourage you and teach you stuff that you might not know. And we have the APVA community, in case you are not part of the community. After the Twitter space, we'll be sharing the link to join the community. We have a community of African voice creators, voiceover artists, poets, podcasters from African countries. Like, it's huge. So we're waiting for you. Join us today. All right, ladies, thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this session. Before we round up, because this is already 7:53 p.m., we would like to also know, based on you personally, what do you have to say to podcasters or voiceover artists who have made all these mistakes already? Those ones who just started anyhow, they just released one episode, they haven't released another one, or those voiceover artists who think they have the best voice ready for work, but they still need to groom their voice and learn. Like, what do you have to say, like an advice or like practical steps they can take? We can start with Shahinda.
Hi. What's done is done. I can tell them that what's done is done, but you need to always remind yourself why you love voiceover and why you chose it. And it's an art. It's not just work. It's really interesting. And listen to voiceover artists you admire for inspiration. And by the way, if you smiled while you read any script, it naturally relaxes your voice and mine, both. That's it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Welcome. What's done is done. Yeah. But remind yourself about your why. That's very true. Okay, podcasters, let's hear you too.
I would say that it's important to make mistakes, because if you're not making mistakes, you're probably not taking risks. It's just about avoiding a silly state that you think, well, I didn't learn anything from that. That was just completely avoidable. You know, releasing an episode too early, or misediting an episode and then not being able to correct it, and then having to republish everything and losing all the stats, you know, things like that, which is just annoying. But you probably have to go through them at some point. It's okay. You know, even the most successful entrepreneurs and podcasters, they've all made mistakes. You might have to rebrand and pivot, and that's okay. But if you really want to go for it, like I said, be intentional, learn from your mistakes, and enjoy it. That's the main thing. I mean, unless you're doing a podcast to pay your bills, which you should still enjoy. You know, if you're doing a podcast as a creative project, maybe to get some income from, but also as a creative outlet, as a passion project, then you really just need to enjoy it. So make sure you do and take the highs with the lows.
Yeah. Two more points. Something on, I think, imposter syndrome. I think, Gracie, you mentioned it. In terms of just feeling like, oh, I'm not like them, or I'm not like them. Like when you go to social media and you're just like, oh, why are we not that big? Why don't we have a live show? You know, things like that. I think the only way to combat that is try and be busy. If you're pushing out content, if you're busy creating, you will have less time to look at other people and judge yourself according to them. You get, so the busier you are creating, the busier you are learning, and the more you learn, you know, the more confident you become. So I think that's the first way to, you know, just the imposter syndrome, I think, is a big problem for anyone who creates content online. So just get yourself busy with just creating, and do more creating than consuming. And because when you, the more you consume, the more you feed your imposter syndrome, the more you feed your insecurities. So just create. And the other thing, don't be afraid to experiment and iterate and change things and kill your babies. You might think this is a format and then you stick to it. You know, I think the way they say some companies, is it Twitter? It started like, I don't know what kind of company. And then now we are here. Don't be afraid to iterate if that's what the data is saying, that's what your audience is saying. You'd have to kill your baby and move to the next direction. Be ready to pivot because you're looking at the data and the data has to speak. So yeah, don't miss out on data.
Thank you so much. This was really a great time. And to anyone listening, to one thing I also like to tell you is that you are better than those people who have the idea and they haven't started at all. You are 10 times, 100 times better. So at least you are doing, at least you are not stopping. You are good to go. Next thing I think I would like to also say is that just get started. Don't try to figure it all out at the beginning. As a podcaster, don't say, I must get a mic, I must get this, I must get... Just use what you have. I'm a podcaster of over like 5 years. Sometimes I still use my smartphone to record because it's very convenient. So why are you running away from using your smartphone that still would give you like good sound? You can just edit it and all. A voiceover artist, there's YouTube, there are classes, there are courses. And as you practice, you get it very much well. So continue, don't stop. We are here for you. APBA was created for you. So join our community and at the same time, keep on creating. Now is the time for anyone who might have any question, because I know you have been here, you might have a question to ask. So if you have any question, you can just, I think there's a place to raise up your hand. If you have any question, you can raise up your hand and I'll unmute your mic, or you can just type it in. Do we have anyone with questions? Please. Our guests are here for you. If you have any question, you can just, I don't know, there should be a raise a hand button. I think, yes, there is, under the reaction section, the buttons there for emojis and all. You see that hand up. If you have any question, just type it or you can raise your hand. Our award-winning DJ, do you have a question? Sambasa Podcast, do you have a question? Kelvin, do you have a question? Ajayi Valentina, do you have a question? Semba, do you have a question? Okay, if you don't have any question, you can also react, so I can know that you guys are listening to me. If you don't have any question, you can also just react. No reaction. No, they say we should build community. You guys are not, you know. you're not making me build a community with you. Okay, I saw Shohenda reacted. I saw Ajayi Valentina reacted. Okay.
I don't think we have any question. So it's 8 o'clock on the dot. Nice. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this session. We'll see you again. APVA is the Association of African Podcasters and Voiceover Artists. If you haven't followed us, follow us. Let us follow you back for sure. But I'm going to follow everyone who I can see here. Let's support each other. For being part of the session. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining in. Thank you so much, Akomo. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Shahenda. And to everyone who listened, thank you, Chacha Kelly. I am following you right now. If you still want to be part of APVS community, it is for free, please. There's no price attached to it. Make sure to join us. I'm going to be sharing the link right below this tweet after this session. Follow us, join us in the community. We're expecting you, and we'll see you again at another event. We have another one coming up next month. We do this monthly to equip ourselves and at the same time to make sure you're getting things right. Okay, thank you so much and have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the episode. Become a member of ABVA today. Visit abva.africa to learn more.